Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India will be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, NMM, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said that India has boarded the reform express, driven primarily by the strength of its young population, and empowering this demographic remains the government's key priority. Emphasizing quality in governance, service delivery and manufacturing, he stated that the label Made in India must become a symbol of excellence and global competitiveness. He urged the center and states to jointly identify 100 products for domestic manufacturing to reduce import dependence and strengthen economic resilience in line with a vision of Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi said that every state must create 10-year actionable plans based on the discussions of this conference with 1, 2, 5 and 10-year target timelines wherein technology can be utilized for regular monitoring. The government has refuted a video falsely accusing that a large portion of the allocated funds for various government schemes remains unspent. According to the fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, the claim is completely false as funds allocated for centrally sponsored schemes have been largely utilized over the years. Furthermore, detailed expenditure records are regularly maintained. It urged the citizens to remain cautious and not to trust unverified claims circulating on social media. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring to you India's progress in the defence sector in 2025.
In 2025, India marked a decisive consolidation of its national security framework under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the year, the government clearly articulated 5 firm norms on terrorism. These are strong response to terror attacks, zero tolerance for nuclear blackmail, no distinction between terrorists and their sponsors, terrorism first in any dialogue, and uncompromising stand on sovereignty. This resolve was most clearly demonstrated through Operation Sindoor. On the 7th of May, India carried out its most significant military strikes in over 5 decades in response to the Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Global Attention, for its heavy reliance on indigenous capabilities. BrahMos supersonic missiles, Rafale fighter jets and loitering drones were used in coordinated precision strikes, showcasing India's growing technological strength. Alongside operational resolve, India's defense capabilities witnessed unprecedented growth. Defense production crores 1,54,000 crore rupees, while the defense budget rose to over 6,81,000 crore rupees for 2025-26. The year also saw major indigenous breakthroughs from the commissioning of warship and submarines and the induction of steel frigates to the successful wheel-based launch test of the Agni Prime missile and rollout of Made in India AK-203 rifles. As the year concludes, India projects a framework of preparedness, technological confidence and strength deterrent, reinforcing its commitment to national security and strategic self-reliance. Asanyo Akashwani News, Kohima.
In view of the large number of applicants, Nagaland Police will commence document verification for the recruitment of constables from January 2, 2026 at the 4th NAP Battalion Headquarters, Thizama. The verification process is for candidates from Kohima District who have applied for the post of constable and have been provisionally accepted for the physical and medical standards test, scheduled to be held from January 7 to 13, 2026. Candidates who have successfully generated their admit cards through the Nagaland Police Recruitment Portal are required to report at the venue by 10 a.m. with all original documents along with self-attested photocopies. Nagaland Police cautioned that failure to produce any mandatory document will lead to rejection of candidature as per the recruitment advertisement, and no separate individual intimation will be issued. For further information, candidates may contact the recruitment help desk at 93660831288, 8787 4985 4980 or visit the Naglan Police Recruitment Portal. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning of dense fog conditions over the northeastern states till January 1st. In Naglan, dense fog is very likely at isolated places today in Kohima, Peck, Mokokchung, Longlan and Mon districts. Meanwhile, dry weather is expected to prevail across all districts till January 3rd. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.